Author Mark Kaufman thinks all people, no matter their language or culture, share at least one common denominator, the search for self. And today, for our series You Must Read This, he recommends a book about one man's journey to find himself.
Being a seeker these days isn't easy. Our world wants us to be certain, whatever our views, and beyond that, to be consumers. Then, too, the notion of seeking got something of a bad name back in the 60s and 70s, when it became so entwined with drugs and pretend or misguided teachers. Yet at the beginning of my seventh decade, I find myself pulled back to the power of the quest, feeling an urgency about confronting those big questions so easy to shelve earlier in my life. For some guideposts, I returned to a book that both inspired and troubled me years ago, Peter Matheson's The Snow Leopard, a tale of seeking in the extreme. The book recounts the author's trek into the wilds of the Dolpo region of Nepal in the company of another great naturalist and adventurer, George Schaller. The two are ostensibly making the journey to learn about a rare Himalayan sheep. And if they are unusually fortunate, they might catch a glimpse of the most elusive animal this side of the Yeti, the snow leopard. As becomes immediately apparent, the author is an especially keen observer of the natural world and, most compellingly, of himself. The rugged Matheson describes matter-of-factly the endless difficulties they face. Weeks of unexpected monsoon rain, the frequent disappearances of essential porters, but the hardships of the trek are a stand-in for the real drama. Matheson has just lost his wife to cancer. His hurt and confusion are so great that he places his 8-year-old son into the care of others so he can set off for Dalpo. Why he did that, how he could be so appealing yet so irresponsible, was always a puzzle to me. Clearly, Matheson was a seeker, a driven man who had consumed his share of drugs, who later turned to Zen Buddhism. But more apparent to me now is that tracking the snow leopard was a search for something essential at a time of crisis. Selfish? No doubt. But so honest and ultimately revelatory that forgiveness comes easily to this reader, especially now that hard self-examination is so devalued. For $5,000, after all, you can take a guided trek today that follows the author's path to Crystal Mountain, his physical path, that is. I've spent the last 3 years of my career in the company of a different breed of seekers, men and women on what may well be the scientific quest of the century. They're hunting for life beyond Earth and are learning extraordinary things about our planet and the cosmos as they search. They, like Matheson, may never encounter their snow leopards. But that's hardly the point. It's the looking at life and looking for life that's important. And Matheson lays out plainly but elegantly why that is and why it always must be.
Mark Kaufman is a science writer at The Washington Post and author of the book First Contact: Scientific Breakthroughs in the Hunt for Life Beyond Earth.